Good morning. How are you? What is church in this pandemic situations? We can hardly meet each other face to face. It's very sad. In the earliest era of the church, there were two structures for worship service. One part was the liturgy of the word. The other was the liturgy of the Eucharist, meaning Lord's Supper. Gospels seem to reflect the worship in the early church in very different manner, in many narratives. Today's text, two disciples going to Emmaus, seems to include these two structures of worship in very early church. First, on the road with interpreting the scriptures at Jerusalem. Second, at the table in the breaking of the bread, it's a mystery. In the narrative, there comes two disciples going to the village Emmaus. This story is totally surrounded by very complicated confusion. They are talking about the things which happened in Jerusalem. They believe that Jesus of Nazareth was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. They expected him to redeem Israel, but the chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. Then some of the Roman disciples witnessed the empty tomb, which made them be shocked. The woman also informed them of a vision of angels who said that Jesus was alive. So some other disciples went to the empty tomb, but they could not find anything. Between Jesus' death and woman disciples witnessing but no evidence, between expectation to redeem Israel and severe depression due to his death, between experiences with Jesus and fear living in Jerusalem at present, the disciples are walking through Emmaus from Jerusalem. They are on the road with tangled, unsolved, and stuffy stories circumstancing their lives. At that time, Jesus come up to them on the road. He is recognized to be a stranger who does not have the things they are confused about. The stranger to the disciples going to Emmaus says, "How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Afterward, interpret the things about the Messiah in the scriptures." The disciples strongly urge him to stay with themselves. They make room for the stranger as a host at the table. The stranger takes bread, blesses, and breaks it, and gives it to them. Then disciples' eyes are opened. Finally, they recognize him, Jesus. Soon he vanishes from their sight. They are saying to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scripture to us?" You know, the geographical name Emmaus means warm water springs. Warm water springs up from the disciples' heart on the road. They met the stranger. While they invite the stranger as a host at the table with their hospitality, breaking bread makes their eyes open to recognize Jesus. They return to Jerusalem, the city they have been following Jesus and took him to crucify. This city they have returned already have many stories from disciples who met living Jesus. Jesus is alive. They are also witnessing Jesus they met on the road and at the table. Lovely friends, I really miss you. I really want you to tell me your story about our Lord Jesus you met on the road and at the table. They went down to Emmaus with their complex issues, twisted by the things that happened in Jerusalem. Jesus himself visited them on the road to illuminate the story about himself. He, as a stranger, gave them passionate warm spring into their hearts. As disciples invited and accepted him as the host at the table, they acknowledged the stranger to be Jesus. Their steps turned back to Jerusalem. They had left due to puzzling situations because they had a clear witness that they met living Jesus on the road and at the table. We can be confused in this COVID-19 pandemic. We may have many skeptical issues on our staying home. Where is church? There is a story. This story about two disciples going to Emmaus shows us where our church is. There is a church on the road when we are struggling with the issues among various unlinked stories around us. There is a church on the road when a stranger visits us in an unexpected way. There is a church at the table when you welcome a stranger to be a host. There is a church at the table when our eyes open to see Jesus with us in a stranger. All worship is the time to experience the church on the road and at the table. Now, we have a very tricky task to apply this being churchness. Because we are facing a sort of oxymoron, that physical distancing efforts are our starting point to serve others, at least we must do that, but we cannot ignore people who lack of any kinds of capital, like finance, family relationship, and access to information in order to overcome this harsh time. I heard a story today from my friend living in Santa Clarita, California. He provided some undocumented Hispanic youngsters who lost their job because of lockdown order with his home and food for 2 months. Today, they left my friend's home to Colorado to find another job. Although his hospitality might neither solve any other fundamental problems in this country, nor remarkably transform the reality in this world COVID-19 is exposing, I'm sure Jesus presented there on the road and at the table. Also, I believe that this story makes more room for others in various ways. Story made by them would remain in someone's heart to create another Jesus story. I hope we also grasp this story in our heart memory. Who is going to be a stranger on the road? Who is our host at the table? I'm struggling with it. Let's gather the stories to live creative in this totally unexperienced world. Stay home, stay polite, but we need to go forward to be a Christian. What makes a Christian in this pandemic? That question will be ours on the road and at the table. I hope you all stay healthy. Let's pray together. Oh Heavenly Father, please give us your wisdom, not by our accumulated and outdated experiences, but by our passionate heart you are creating for the new era. We believe this history we live in is totally yours. We are just thanking you for your resting our earth, for your creatures and our next generation. But please protect people lacking of capillaries to get through. On this struggling road, visit us. At this lonely table, be our host to break the bread. We are disciples you called. Teach us your heart. Open our eyes to see you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.